in Tehran, for example, in some other cities and provinces, and here in Mashhad and elsewhere in Iran, our youths are doing cultural work, and on their own, they have their own incentive. They have done some really great things, and some of which we have been informed about. So they should push ahead with those operations to the best of their ability. Well, they should know that promotion of cultural activities among the revolutionary and youth will play a big role in the has played a big role in the progress of this nation, in our steadfastness and resistance against the enemies of these people. It has played a role. In addition to these, the cultural centers. What do I mean by that? That means the scholars, academics, revolutionary thinkers, committed artists. They need to have this critical point of view regarding the cultural situation in the country, and they need to make warnings and make comments regarding the warnings. I think that they should be based on strong logic. They should be clearly stated. The right viewpoint should be expressed in the right way, and they should avoid making allegations and making a hue and cry by accusing these people of one another of doing different things. I do not agree with those. I think that the whole revolutionary set in the country, the revolutionary elements in the country, you see a lot of them among our youths, among our thinkers and academics and how they graduated. Iranians, we have a large number of revolutionary elements, so these people can have what a strong and logical basis. They can enter the stage and then make comments and criticisms, and they should raise these questions. The officials need to know about these things. Sometimes officials don't know what's happening deep among the layers of society, but that young person is there, and he understands what's happening on the ground. So this is the jihadi management that I just mentioned, the national determination that I was referring to. So in the conclusion, I want to make another point to you, Iranian people. You should know that the facts of the international community will not move ahead based on Americans' intentions. Slogans of now what the global arrogance, and the enemies of the Iranian people have been trying to realize, and in the global international community has not realized, and it will never realize, God willing. The America has failed in Palestine. The map, the plan they had for Palestine, and they tried very hard, and that plan did not succeed and will never succeed, hopefully. They want the country of Palestine to turn into a Jewish state. That means Palestinians, be it Muslim or a Christian Palestinian, in Palestine will not be able to. It would not be possible to live in Palestine. They would just put an end to Palestine. This is what they have pursued, and they have tried very hard in these past years, but they were not able to do anything in Palestine. In Syria, they failed. In Iraq, they also came to no conclusion. In Afghanistan, in Pakistan, the designs they had, the goals they had were not materialized. Recently, in Europe, also you hear and see what's happening, that the plans of America have all failed. You should know that in our endeared country, also, after 30 years of attempts that they made against this revolution and against our revolutionary people, all their attempts have failed. They got nowhere. So the signs is participation of the people. They said expressly, they expressly stated that the key players in the U.S. administration, they announced this clearly, that the sanctions, we have created those sanctions and strengthened those sanctions in order to set these people against the Islamic establishment. Death to America, slogans of death to America. So this is what they clearly stated, that the sanctions are for the revolution to be uprooted, is that to set the people off against Islamic Islam. Now, what was the result? The result was last year there was an election held in Iran with high voter turnout. And on the 22nd of Bahman, February 11th, there was a demonstration that was staged even more at a wider scale and greater scale than any other demonstration in the previous years. And this is what I want to repeat time and again, that our youth should know that the future is yours, that your enemies are doomed to fail. And hopefully, the Almighty God will hopefully bring you further successes and blessings and show you the way to salvation, and the heart of the Mahdi will be pleased with us. May peace and blessings of God.
Well, that was the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, addressing people in the holy city of Mashhad on the occasion of Nowruz, the Persian New Year. A very quick wrap-up and highlights of his speech there. Now, let's not forget that this year has been declared as the year of economy and culture with national will and managerial jihad. Now, Ayatollah Khamenei started off his speech saying, outlining that the previous year was filled with the political epic that he had destined the nation for, saying that the presidential election last June and the high voter turnout shows that religious democracy has been institutionalized within the country. He said, after the lapse of 35 years since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, 72% voter turnout shows that this was a great blessing, an important victory, and that the people of Iran are resolute in the face of the enemy's plots, and democracy has become part and parcel of the Iranian way of life. Regarding the rallies that were held on February the 11th, 22nd of Bahman, where the Iranians celebrate the victory of the Islamic Revolution, he said, all estimates show that the numbers on the streets in major cities exceeded that of previous years. The atmosphere was more charged than ever before because this year comments were made by certain politicians in the West that the Iranian people were dispensing with the ideals of the revolution. The people of Iran thus gave a crushing response to it. They had a greater incentive to come out on the streets and show their commitment to the banner of Islam and the Islamic Revolution. Then he went on to say that the might of the nation is extremely important. The people of Iran need to strengthen themselves. He said if a nation is not strong, it will be open to oppression. The bullying powers of the world will blackmail it. And those powers will also insult this nation and trample upon its rights. He said the Iranian nation has a great capacity to become stronger than it has ever been. And he emphasized that three elements can make a nation stronger: the economy, culture, and knowledge, or science and technology. He said knowledge, in the course of the last 10 to 12 years, Iran has been making great headway in that field. Economy and culture, he said that more resolve is needed to turn the economy of the country in a way that those in the other parts of the world cannot sit and make decisions that affect the economy of Iran. He said the answer to this is that of resistance economy. He highlighted the points of what this resistance economy actually entails, saying it is an economy that is resilient, that isn't subject to fluctuations and policies of the enemy, saying that it is a knowledge-based paradigm, not restricted to a single country. It is an economy that grows from within based on a nation's requirements and interests and then moves outwards to interact with the country, other countries' economies. He said it's also a people-based economy in which the government is responsible for guiding and planning, but the people are the ones that play the major role in directing and the growth of this economy. And also he highlighted that this economic system must be based on equity. The benchmark of this resistance economy must be economic justice. He said the best way to solve the economic problems of this country in the times of economic sanctions, in the time of mismanagement, or even at other times, is resistance economy. He highlighted that Iran has all the potentials to implement such an economy, saying Iran has manpower, it has great resources, it has hardware and software infrastructure in place, put in position to give Iran the position of strength. Well, going on now, he also said those who think that Iran cannot make use of its resources due to sanctions are at fault, saying that Iran has made technological and scientific progress and despite the sanctions, and thus it will be able to do the same in the field of economy.